USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says he grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
Now, I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
A triple-digit heat wave is scorching a big swath of Europe. Germany recorded its highest-ever June temperature today, breaking triple digits as countries brace for the dangerous weather. They're imposing lower speed limits for fear of heat damage to roads. In France, they're expecting temperatures as high as 113 degrees. Some French schools are closed, and older polluting vehicles are banned from Paris, where the heat is creating deadly smog. Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in open session before two House committees next month. One of them is chaired by Congressman Jerry Nadler, who says most Americans haven't read former special counsel Robert Mueller's report.
I don't think all that many people have read it. The Attorney General Barr, led a campaign of misinformation to deceive the American people about what was in the report. The president joined in by repeatedly saying no collusion, no obstruction, which is not what the report found.
Mueller will also appear before the House Intelligence Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Comedian Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sex assault conviction that landed him in prison. Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the 5 other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term since last September at a state prison near Philadelphia. Some people living in the Pacific Northwest are worried about volcanoes. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Top seismologists are saying that a swarm of 4 dozen earthquakes detected at Mount St. Helens in southern Washington state over the last month or so should not be anything to worry about. One of them saying if there were hundreds of quakes a day, that would indicate a likely imminent eruption. Mount St. Helens did erupt on May 18, 1980. It spread deep ash over much of southwest and central Washington state, killing 57 people. It's considered the most likely Cascade Mountain volcano to erupt again in the near future. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.